1D, obtaining a non-commercial permit, non-commercial license, or state ID card. 1D-1. U.S.-based proof of citizenship or proof of lawful status and U.S.-based identity verification, principal address, and Social Security number or exemption requirements. Applying for a Nebraska non-commercial permit, non-commercial license, or ID card. When applying for a Nebraska permit, license, or state ID card, you must present documentation of 1. Proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful status, containing name, date of birth, and identity. 2. Principal address in Nebraska. At least 2 documents are required. 3. Applicants must disclose their valid Social Security number, which can be verified through the Social Security Administration, or show proof of exemption from this requirement by presenting a valid, unexpired record of arrival and departure and a valid foreign passport, I-94 or I-94A. To help ensure your application process is as smooth as possible, please remember, all new applicants, first-time Nebraska applicants, or applicants presenting valid out-of-state documents are required to provide proof of citizenship. Once proof of citizenship has been presented, proof will not be required on subsequent visits to the driver licensing office. Applicants who are not U.S. citizens will be required to provide proof of lawful status. Proof of lawful status is required for each visit to the driver licensing office. Documents must be certified with a raised seal or stamp. Faxed or photocopied documents will not be accepted. Documents are subject to departmental review and approval. Additional information may be required. In some cases, document approval may not occur on the same day and may require an additional visit to the driver licensing office. Any document which states not to be used for proof of identification will not be accepted for identity verification purposes. The department may retain copies of any document presented. 1. Valid U.S. citizenship or proof of lawful status and U.S.-based identity verification. Present one document listed below to establish proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful status and identity. In the event of a name change, you must present documents, certified marriage licenses, certified divorce decrees, or a court order that links your new name to the name that currently exists on your permit, driver's license, or state ID card. Lawful status applicants may use a petition of name change. 1. A certified birth certificate issued by a state government office. Individuals presenting city or county birth certificate may be asked to provide additional identification documents. Hospital-issued birth certificates cannot be accepted, nor can Puerto Rican birth certificates issued prior to September 30, 2010. 2. A valid, unexpired U.S. passport or passport card. 3. A valid unexpired record of arrival and departure and a valid foreign passport, I-94 or I-94A. If status is F1, F2, J1, J2, M1 or M2, an I-20 and or DS-2019 will also be required to provide SEVIS information. If the I-94 or I-94A is stamped refugee or the place of origin is Canada, the valid foreign passport is not required. If the I-94 or I-94A is stamped refugee, an I-797 may be required. If you have a current I-797 for any I-94 status, you may want to show this to help simplify the process. Visas, Form I-151, I-94W or I-94 Border Crosser will not be accepted. 4. A valid, unexpired permanent resident card, I-551. 5. A valid, unexpired ADIT stamp, processed for I-551, temporary evidence of lawful admission for permanent resident until blank, in a valid foreign passport. After June 28, 2004, printed statement, upon endorsement, serves as temporary I-551, evidencing permanent resident for 1 year, in a valid foreign passport, providing the proper placement of an admission stamp. 6. A valid unexpired employment authorization card, I-766. 7. Certificate of naturalization, Form N-550 or Form N-570. 8. Certificate of citizenship, Form N-560 or Form N-451. 9. Consular report of birth abroad, CRBA, issued by the U.S. Department of State, Form FS-240, DS-1350, or FS-545. 2. Principal address verification. Present two documents with your Nebraska principal address listed. A P.O. box will not be accepted as proof of principal address. Proof of principal address must be from two different issuing sources. If you are under 21 and cannot provide proof of principal address, parents' or guardians' principal address documents will be accepted. 1. Account statement from a bank or other financial institution issued within the last 90 days. 2. Pay stub earnings statement issued within the last 90 days with the name and address of the employer. 3. Federal, state, or local government documents issued within the last 90 days, such as receipts. 4. Magazines issued within the last 90 days. 5. Any envelope, box, or postcard that has been sent indicating a postmark or stamp date within the last 90 days. 6. Any correspondence, receipt, invoice dated within the last 90 days. 7. Valid Nebraska vehicle registration. 8. Valid life, health, auto, or home insurance policy or card. 9. Valid real estate tax statement or receipt. 10. Any valid license, driver's, nursing, law, teaching, hair, fishing, etc. 11. Nebraska voter registration card. 12. Mortgage, lease, or rental agreement. Lease and rental agreements must include the landlord's name and contact information. 13. Nebraska DMV renewal notice. 14. Blank check or deposit slip. 3. Social Security number or exemption. Proof of Social Security number may be required and must include complete Social Security number. Proof of exemption will be required. All Social Security numbers and documents issued by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will be verified. 1. Social Security card. 2. W-2 form. 3. SSA-1099 form. 4. Pay stub showing applicant's name and Social Security number. 5. A valid, unexpired record of arrival and departure and a valid foreign passport, I-94 or I-94A. 1D-2 testing. Vision test. The vision test is administered to all non-commercial permit and operator license applicants. Commercial motor vehicle applicants who self-certify as Category A will not be administered the DMV vision test. Minimum vision standards are required. The DMV vision test measures visual acuity and peripheral vision. If corrective lenses are needed to meet the standards, they must be worn at all times while driving, and the license issued will indicate this. If the standards are not met, either an ophthalmologist or optometrist will be required to check the findings. Applicants who cannot meet the minimum vision standards will be denied a license. Written test. There is a separate written test for each class of license. Information to pass the LPE, LPD, SCP, POP, and Operator's License Class O test can be found in this manual. Manuals for motorcycle, Class M, and commercial, Class A, B, or C, licenses can be found online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov/manuals. Written testing requirements for all non-commercial permit and driver license applicants are outlined in Section 1C. Drive test. The drive test measures the ability to operate a specific class of vehicle under typical driving conditions. Driver licensing staff may, at their discretion, give a drive test to any license applicant. The vehicle must be furnished by the applicant for the drive test, and it must be representative of the type of license applied for. The vehicle must meet these requirements. 1. Vehicle must be in good mechanical condition and have working brake lights. 2. Model year vehicles 1964 or later must have a passenger seat belt that is clean and in working order for driver licensing staff's use. 3. Model year vehicles 1973 or after must have passenger and driver seat belts that are clean and in working order for driver licensing staff and driver's use. 4. Vehicle speedometer must work properly. 5. Interior must be clean. The test consists of, but is not limited to, the following maneuvers. 1. Starting and stopping. 2. Right and left turns. 3. Lane usage and position. 4. Stop signs and traffic signals. 5. Speed control. 6. Use of right-of-way. 7. Parking and backing. Drive testing requirements for all non-commercial permit and driver license applicants are outlined in Section 1C. 1D-3, Test Failure. All applicants for Class O and Class M licenses that fail 3 successive drive tests will not be eligible to reapply until they, 1, show proof of successful completion of a DMV-approved driver training course, or, 2, have held an LPD for at least 90 days. A return for services form will be issued to an applicant if they are denied issuance of the document they applied for, which will explain the reason for the denial. Please bring the return for services form with you when returning to the driver licensing office. Any test failed may not be retaken the same day. 1D-4. Test passed. Present the issuance certificate to any county treasurer, except Douglas and Sarpy County treasurers, or to the state driver licensing offices in Douglas and Sarpy counties within 90 days. Failure to do so will require a return to the driver licensing office. Pay the required fee. Be aware that some county treasurers and the state driver licensing offices in Douglas and Sarpy counties do not accept checks. Others are not capable of accepting credit card payments. Have cash on hand if in doubt. A 30-day receipt will be issued. Note, the Transportation Security Administration does not accept the 30-day receipt as acceptable proof of identification to board planes or enter certain federal facilities. In approximately 20 days, you will receive your permanent permit, license or state ID card, via U.S. mail at the address you provided to driver licensing staff. Please ensure the address you provided DMV is current, as these documents will not be forwarded to another address by the U.S. Postal Service.